we're excited to introduce to you Better Beef Sales. This is a program that's a partnership between NCBA, the Beef Checkoff, and Merck Animal Health. Today we're going to talk to you a little bit about why we chose to pursue this project. And to do that, I'm going to introduce to you Kyle Pfeiffer. He is with Merck Animal Health. He's going to talk to you a little bit about that.
Thank you, Melissa. And one thing I want to start with is just thanks to NCBA and Melissa and Trevor's team. They've been great to work with. The quality of their work has been exceptional. I think you'll see that in the finished product here. A little background on Merck Animal Health and what we're doing as an industry, and maybe give you a little insight to why we're involved in something like this. As a company, we've been involved, and we've actually done a series of several consumer retail insight surveys. And in those, we were really trying to figure out what today's beef consumer knows about beef, what they don't know about beef, what their concerns are about beef. And in that, we were really trying to find out, you know, how do we better talk to consumers about beef? What language do we use? What resonates with those consumers? One of the key takeaways that we found in this consumer research was the consumer, when they go to the retail store today, they still see that person behind the counter in a white coat. They see that person, respect that person as the butcher. They expect that person to have vast knowledge of the beef products they're selling. We took this information, we compiled this information, took it to our retail partners, and really talked about our findings from a consumer standpoint. And our retail partners quickly identified, you know, this is where we could use some help. Our frontline staff probably isn't quite up to speed where they should be on just general beef knowledge, how beef is produced today. So this is where we came about as Merck Animal Health and commissioning this project to better arm the frontline employees that are interacting with our consumers every day to better, you know, promote beef sales, to drive beef sales at the counter by making customers feel more comfortable about the beef and the choices they're making. So that's kind of a little background on where we stand as Merck Animal Health, just trying to provide value to the entire beef industry with this project.
So this is a program. It takes about 2 hours to complete. The beauty of it, it's online learning. So if you want to log in, go through a course or two, you can log out, come back another time. 6 modules covering modern beef production, quality beef for all tastes, maximizing value, sustainability, technology's role in beef, and high standards. So it's a pretty cool thing, interactive, very interactive site. So it's a video-based course. Essentially, it's 6 videos that walk folks through. We interviewed experts. I think we did about 25 shoots all over the country to really talk to experts, all segments of the industry, really find out what consumers need to know about beef and give them really clear, concise information that retailers can then get out to these folks. One of the things that I think is really unique about this program is we have industry experts. I mean, we have some great folks that are speaking in this program. You've seen just a couple of examples of those people. We have Jude Capper, Tom Field, Kurt Pate, Ann Burkholder, folks from really every segment of the industry, really talking about their area of expertise. I think it's a good example of how we're trying to really clarify things for consumers. I think that's the biggest thing folks struggle with is understanding the different types of production, the different types of beef, all the choices out there. So that's just a really good example of that. So basically what happens is folks go through, they take these 6 courses, right? At the end of each one, there's a quiz, 5-question quiz, hopefully reinforcing the information that they just learned. And then at the end, we really want to make sure that they have something they can take with them. So they have something in hand, something they can refer back to when they're really dealing with their consumers. So we have a host of talking points for them to take. And then, of course, you have to be certified.
Congratulations.
In Better Beef Sales. And Trevor has just passed the test, and he is going to speak to us a little bit about how we're going to reach retailers with this program. So, Trevor?
Thank you, Melissa. Yeah, I just wanted to give you guys an overview of the plan to roll this out to the retail community, where it's going to live, who those audiences are, and all those details. So the program is going to live on beefretail.org, and what that is our business-to-business website focused on anyone that is involved with a retail, grocery, supermarket operation. So that can go from all the way the really large corporate-owned retailers that have thousands of stores all the way down to the independent operator who may only have one store. So those are our target audience, those operators. They look at beefretail.org as their resource for all information about beef. And training is a big component of that website. So this program will live in the training section. Currently we have Beef Training Camp, and we're excited about this new Better Beef Sales program because this is sort of the new age of our Beef Training Camp. You know, this utilizes online, really interactive, really utilizing the newest technology in terms of training platforms. So we're really excited about that portion of it. As far as getting out the news to the retail community, there's two big events right around the corner coming up in February that we will be highlighting these. And the attendees of these two conferences are definitely those decision makers that run retail operations. So they're the ones in charge of making all the decisions about marketing and merchandising and training their staff and their employees. And those two conferences are the National Grocers Association, which is in Las Vegas in a couple weeks. Our team has a presence there, has a booth. And then also the annual meat conference, which is directly targeting our audience that we want to get this in front of, those decision makers that can implement this type of program into their operation and really take advantage of these trainings. So that is located in Orlando the end of February. And we will definitely have a large presence there. The NCBA channel marketing team and the Beef Checkoff have a large meat case display in the lobby area and have a huge presence there. So that's really our time to focus on promoting this project. We're going to have online interactive demos that people can actually get on and test out the product. It's going to be included in a lot of materials that will be distributed to them, door drops, all those types of things. So we're really going to get the word out at these two events. Some other communication methods that we have to reach out to this audience would be our existing Retail Beef Blast, and that's a monthly e-newsletter, once again targeted to these retail grocery decision makers, all the way from the top down to the smallest type of operations. That goes out on a monthly basis, so this will be featured in that in the near future. And then on an ongoing basis, we have an entire field staff that has great relationships with large retailers. We'll get that in their hands. They'll show it to those retailers on face-to-face visits throughout the year. And then also our state beef councils are big partners for us. They reach an audience that we may not touch. The national program works with the really large retailers, and then the state beef councils have relationships with the mid-sized to smaller to independent retailers. So we're really trying to target the entire industry and all the different sectors within the retail business. Some other applications and opportunities for the future. We don't have any specific plans, but we definitely see the opportunity to use this in future content, whether it be a food service application or additional modules as we get feedback about the courses and additional needs by retailers. There's definitely a lot of opportunity to take advantage of this technology and continue to enhance the training portion of what we're doing, working with retailers.